Welcome to Inspired Aliveness. This is John Burney. I'd like to invite you to visit my website, inspiredaliveness.com, where you can join my mailing list, access video, audio, and written teachings, as well as sign up for online gatherings and retreats. I have a retreat this week from Friday to Sunday, May 3rd to 5th. Check it out, and thank you for joining me today. What is it that we really need to be happy and peaceful? That's what I'm going to talk about a little bit. Because it's the garden we're cultivating here, actually. The garden of you. All of you. I don't mean each and every one of you. I mean all of the you that's you. The little you and the big you. The self you and the no self you. Or however you like to think about it. What is it that we really need to be happy and peaceful? Isn't it acceptance? But how does acceptance develop? I'm not talking about putting up with something. Like saying, okay, well, I'm not talking about compromising or surrendering to limitation. I mean, we are forced to do that, let's face it, but when we are, I'm talking about the essence of peace and happiness. When you're actually, and are you, just here now? Or are you restless, irritable, achy, in process, stirred up somehow, unfulfilled, unhappy even, miserable? Maybe you are happy because things are going well for a moment, for a day, for a week, you know? But when it's conditional, there's always the underpinning of insecurity. Because we know deep in the wisdom self that nothing is stationary. Everything is in flux, shifting. So how does acceptance, real acceptance, imperturbable acceptance, non-egoic acceptance develop? If acceptance was a flower, how would it be cultivated? Let's think of acceptance as a flower. Believe it or not, exactly by what you're doing here, which is paying attention to what's in the way right now of just being here. What pulls your attention? What distracts you? What is it that you don't want to be with? What feeling, thought, energy? And if you're in that avoidance movement, bring attention. to that avoidance without judgment, without control. So the attention fundamentally that cultivates acceptance is pure, selfless awareness. The essence of you and everything. Consciousness, presence, divine, you know, all that groovy language that we have. Groovy still. Make sense to people. I really liked it when I was a teenager and Simon and Garfunkel talked about being groovy or something. I really, just their tonalities just made me feel like they saw me, that I was acceptable in my oddness, which I was. Different, and I guess. Just remember that acceptance is not resignation. It's not giving up. No, that's giving up. That's egoic resistance. Or exhaustion or whatever. But even as we're here now, there's a, you may or may not be aware of it, but there's a emerging acceptance or presence that is here. Oh, let that be in the foreground when it begins to illuminate you. If it does. If it doesn't right now, no worries. Doesn't mean anything negative. It's just a cloudy day and the sun, you can't feel the warmth of the sun yet. Okay. I doubt you're worried that the sun is now never, is gone forever. Unlikely. I mean, I loved hearing people who experienced solar eclipse last week. Wow. Really? I wished I could have been there. It just sounded like such a high, you know, just a like mind-blowing, like incredible. I mean, almost power, very powerful experience for people in groups, you know, all over wherever people could see it and were gathered. It's beautiful. Wow, I loved hearing the energy of people when I listened to the news and talked to friends. Saw some of their great photos, you know. It's good to be reminded of the bigger perspective that we easily lose. Caught in our struggle, our drama. So, anyway, this is where you get a break. We'll be here in 2 weeks. Next week I'm off, and then the week after that, 3-day retreat. You get to really, on the retreat especially, you know, it's powerful to be able to come to that. I hope you can. May 3rd to 5th. Many of us have been there together. Let me stop for a moment, and if you haven't already done this, acknowledge you for the hard work that you have done to be who you are. And if you don't ever stop and appreciate yourself in a good way like that, I really encourage that, even though it might feel, there might be a lot of resistance to it. I have a friend who I've had for over 30 years and we were having dinner. And I've always been in awe of his intelligence and his talent and stuff. But I noticed that he just couldn't handle the compliments. It was like he just sort of got irritated. So after 30 plus years of noticing this, I mean, I don't say too many compliments. I said, I've kind of noticed that you really can't receive compliments, you know? Is that right? He goes, I don't believe them. Oh. Well, I don't think it's about believing them. I think it's about opening your heart and allowing yourself to be appreciated. But I didn't get into the details. I didn't put on my teaching hat, you know, or cap. I just let it go. Oh, okay. Kind of endearing in a weird way, actually. You're the flower of acceptance. Also, grows a fruit. That's really, it's mana. It's the ultimate nectar, ultimate nourishment. And you know the seeds of that fruit? You know what the seeds of that fruit are? Inspiration. That's what I call inspiration. And that's just like sunlight that you are when you are. And when you are, in that moment, regardless of everything, life is good. Life is worth living. It has meaning. And you're not caught in the swirl of world suffering. Sometimes you have to just let go of the world and give yourself the attention you need. Whatever the world is, even if it's just the little world of your sort of universe, your little universe or big universe, depending on who you are and what you do. Sometimes you just have to be yourself. Free of who you're supposed to be, who you think you should be, who others want you to be or expect you to be, and all that other stuff. When do you get to just be yourself, free of all of it? I'll tell you. Here. It's the only place it happens. I don't mean at our gathering, even though it might be happening here, and it will happen here. But here is always life. Life is only here. Acceptance and inspiration is only here. If you really, really, really get this deeply, profoundly, grok it, you can relax now then and realize, oh, It's not my fault that I'm suffering. It's nobody's fault. Well, let's not get too complicated. I don't want to go there, but that gets complicated. Let's just keep it simple right now. See, that was my mind. See what the mind does? It trips out, doesn't it? If you're in the fault line, then forgiveness is needed for yourself, for others, for the world, for everything. And that also cultivates acceptance. So does gratitude. Heart practices. And then the illumination of inspiration just comes forward. You don't make that happen. No one makes that happen. It's just natural, just like the sun shining, grass growing. I keep meeting people who think they're doing it and think they're responsible for it. And they get angry when I share something like this. They get angry. I'm not saying there isn't effort and practice and discipline and patience required. Never said that. But we don't usually understand the attitudes and the perspective that really allow that flower to grow, that fruit to develop and the seeds to grow, the fullness of our life, the happiness, peacefulness and happiness and fulfillment that we truly seek. So we'll sit a few minutes now. I can sense that the emergence of presence is growing in our space here nicely. Feels good. And you may be feeling it as difficulty or resistance or more, feeling more of what you weren't feeling. That still means you're evolving in consciousness, just so you know. I don't know if I've given this one to my team yet to publish, but just because you're not aware of the results of your efforts doesn't mean you aren't getting those results. This is where trust and perseverance furthers, as the I Ching and the Tao Te Ching remind us. Hang in there, is how I say it. Of course, when you're moving in the light and you're at peace in yourself, it is such a relief, isn't it? Isn't it just, oh, yeah, I want this all the time, John. Make it so. Fix me. Heal me. Enlighten me. Honestly, if anybody had the power, they would do it, but guess what? That's not real. That's not how it works. That's like going out to a redwood forest, if you've ever seen the magnificent creatures that they are, or some beautiful tree that you love or appreciate, and you see a tiny little sprout of a redwood tree, you know, because that's how they start, right? Or actually, they start before that, but that's what you see when it starts to come up. And you go out and you see the big, beautiful redwood trees, and then you see the little sprout, and then you go home and you come back the next day and you're wondering why that sprout isn't a full-grown redwood tree. Now, that would be crazy, wouldn't it? Be careful you're not treating yourself like that. You know how long it takes for a redwood tree to mature? Long. Long time. There are ones that are alive that have been here before Jesus, believe it or not. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. The one that I know of that I grew up with as a kid is super big. Oh my God. We had pictures. I think I probably talked about this, but we had pictures that my dad took of my mom, my brother, and me. And there's the trunk of the tree like this, you know, and we're like this tiny, we were like this tiny little thing, tiny little things in front of this giant thing. Incredible. Thanks, Dad. He knew where this thing was. It was hidden in the forest. Let yourself grow naturally like you are. Don't push it. You can't push growth. If you try, it will backfire and cause lots and lots and lots of problems. So remember, just because you're not aware of the results of your efforts doesn't mean you're not in the process of getting those results. Okay, Phil, whenever you're ready, we can start.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I really feel quite a bit better just sitting with the group this morning. The last few weeks have been pretty bonkers. We're like trying to buy a house and a whole lot of stuff happening. Having a baby.
Wow. Ooh.
Everything.
That's a lot.
Everything everywhere all at once. Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, I'm getting rushes on all this. Super.
Yeah, so. And then my mom has been, her mind's been sort of deteriorating pretty quickly.
I'm so sorry.
And so, yeah, learning to sort of be a better caretaker from afar, which has been hard.
I'll bet.
So, yeah, it's been nuts. So yeah, I'll wake up and it's just like my mind goes into the habit in the middle of the night of like trying to solve problems or just process, which, you know, it's not very useful actually, to be honest. Not actually doing much work, like this actually effective or useful in the middle of the night, but it seems to be
Well, probably underneath that is the anxiety of it all.
Exactly.
And I think if you can get into that and breathe with that and be with that, then it is useful. So let's sit together. Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, when we're in, let's just say, get it done mode, we don't usually have time for feelings.
Yeah.
We don't have time for downtime. We have to survive. We have to make it happen. If we're always in that, then we are constantly in a startle pattern. We're constantly in a fight or flight response, and that creates all the stress illnesses that we are plagued with today. So because our lives are so much often so much more complex and challenging and demanding, the work that you're doing here and everyone's doing here is so important. And the honesty that you have and is needed for healing and integration to happen is what it takes. So let's sit together. And it's totally natural to have your mind wake you up or have all this stuff going on and to have the anxiety under the surface, you know, bubbling those thoughts up. So don't go digging for it, okay? What we're going to do now, and this is really what I was talking about in the talk, is being with you, period. And everyone, be with yourself right now. I'm working with Phil, but it's really everyone, okay? Yeah. That's it. There. And so as you're giving attention, I can already tell that you're feeling more, a little bit more, sensing more, having more consciousness, something like that. Do you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So follow what's emerging. See, this is really the true practice of what's called mindfulness training or Vipassana, is really it's following the movement of the guidance as it arises. It's not a technique. It's actually the way we know what to give attention to. There you go. You're doing good. When I say he's doing good, and also for everyone, is that I can sense, and some of you may be sensing or perceiving it, his field is opening, his consciousness is becoming more. I'm perceiving that. Whether he is or you are, doesn't matter. That's just how I can work. And so I know that the way that Phil is paying attention right now is actually allowing healing. Even though the emergence of the anxiety may not be happening yet, or his thoughts may still be problem solving all the problems, which are a lot, and you just can't solve them all, right, in this moment. You can just be here with you. And so when you can just be here with you and let things move, let this energy move, it's underneath, then you'll have the clarity for the next step, the intuitive clarity for the next step, and more aligned and at peace in yourself. That's what I'm talking about here. That's what I'm teaching here, is how to live your life, not just sit on your, you know, magic cushion and be in bliss. I mean, that's all fine and good, and I certainly enjoy that. But doesn't put food on the table. Okay, so okay, what are you noticing now, Phil?
I mean, I would say that today, more than probably any other day I've sat, there's more of a whole body. Kind of, I can feel my whole body much.
Great. Well, then let's just let that be here, if that's what's happening.
But there's a lot of energy also pumping through my system right now. Like there's a lot of heat energy. And
good. That's all good. That's just things. Yeah. Things are moving. Just, are you okay with that? Or are you resisting?
Yeah.
Or let's just be here. Because, as I always say, and will continue to, healing and transformation are natural processes that happen if we learn to allow them, if we don't get in the way of them. If we get in the way of them, they're still trying to happen, but life is a lot harder. good. Yeah. And I can, so the work that you've been doing with yourself, Phil, and the practice you've been doing for these, all these years, is you have a beautiful, fertile ground where you can, you know, have everything that's happening in your life that's really, I mean, I've known you a long time and it moves me how all these beautiful things are happening for you. So you're a good gardener. Even though sometimes you probably don't think you are.
Yeah,
well, that's true for all of us. That's why I'm saying it. Because sometimes, you know, I say that some of the very important things that happen in the process of healing transformation are disillusionment and discouragement and, yeah, disillusionment and discouragement, disillusionment, and even wanting to throw in the towel and give up. I mean, that's just human. That's just normal, the normal human process. But we're actually much more vast and amazing than that. So.
Yeah. Well, I think I tend to side with your friend and not believe people when they give me compliments. Also.
Okay. Well, whatever. Everybody has their own personality type. What are you going to do? You know, that's okay not to believe it. If that keeps you to be, if that allows you to be the wonderful human being, oops, I'm sorry, the human being that you are. Whoops, I let a compliment slip. Sorry, I can't help that. I have my mother's gift of seeing people's potential as she saw it in me.
Yeah, you're a mensch.
Thank you. But even though people saw that in me when I was young, it didn't really help me much. I still had to suffer plenty. I still had to go through hell and high water countless times. So it didn't make any difference that they saw something. I didn't believe them either, I guess. It was sort of in the back of my mind, like, well, I respect this person. They see something. I don't know what they're talking about. But okay, whatever. You know, it's just more data somewhere. Because the gift of being who you are has no self. That's why the greatest healers do not take themselves to be healers. And the greatest teachers never think of themselves as teachers, ever. Ever. They just don't. The greatest artists and performers never think of that. And I've been lucky enough to meet those people in all those areas and see it directly, authentically, and experience it. And it's like, we're exactly like that. So they're just finding out how to be inspired in their art, in their creativity, in their work in the world, whatever it is, in their role in life. It's as simple as it might be for an individual, doesn't matter. Or as vast and complex, does not matter. I really feel you, Phil, and I feel your heart in a way that is so beautiful. And you didn't make that happen. You're not making it happen. I didn't make it happen, but it is happening.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Was that good? Did you need anything else?
Yeah, that's good.
I used it as a teaching example for everybody because I feel like even though I work with who I do and I don't get to everyone, for me it's more important, everyone, that the interactions I have with individuals is something that many people can right now pay attention to their experience and benefit from, even though they may not be having a baby or, you know, have a mother, you know, all of it. Even though the limited, you know, the circumstances may be very different. It's good, really good to be with you, and I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So we'll sit a little, and then I'll work with Reza, and then with Hassan next. Thank you. Okay, Reza, whenever you're ready.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I've been really struggling with a lot of pain, and what I realized is that I really struggle with interpersonal conflict, whether that's like a relationship or a friendship or like a work situation. Usually my mind's not too bad, you know, it's just like it's noise, it doesn't bother me as much. But when there's conflict, it's like I become so dysregulated that there's so much pain in my body and my mind is just like a rumination station. It's just incessant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this, yes, of course. This is kind of what Phil was talking about. Just a different, I mean, it's degrees, right? And all of it. But yeah, so you ready to go in?
Yeah.
If there's more you want to share, feel free.
I remember you saying I'll be with the person that's suffering. And I remember that working last time I was in this rumination, kind of just incessant. But like, I've been trying to be with the person that's suffering.
Well, you know, sometimes the parts of us, I think I want to change the language slightly. Mm. It's like parts of us. Sometimes parts of us need to voice and express the pain, the frustration, whatever it is, in a way that is not harmful to oneself or others, but helps that energy that's just cooking move. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, expressive work. We are Homo sapiens. You know, have you ever been around a bunch of monkeys? They're not usually sitting quietly. They're very, you know, chattery. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to, so many of us, most, I'd guess, were restricted in expressing themselves, were kept from, because you had to fit in, you had to belong, you had to behave or whatever. You had to survive. You had to get what you had to get done, and you didn't have the luxury that we have here of just being. So sometimes being with, well, that's great when it's enough, but sometimes you have to do some, for the parts, therapy of whatever kind. There's so many approaches that you're aware of that can help move this kind of, that can help the movement of this frustration. So I encourage people to experiment. Try this, try that, see what helps. If it works for a while, fine, try other things. Just don't get caught in believing or getting caught in a system where you think, okay, now this is the holy grail of healing. It might be for, you know, one time. It might be for a while. Or it might just be one of the tools that you have available to you as you learn to work with yourself, as you evolve. So one of the ways that I learned very young, when I was a crisis counselor in a heroin detox center when I was 19, and I was trained in Gestalt and counter group work with the people running the program, who were a married couple who were ex-heroin addicts, and all the counselors were trained in this really powerful kind of encounter group environment where you express things and we're really allowed to let it rip. And, you know, most people are terrified of that. It scares the heck out of them. They're afraid they're going to go berserk. The truth is you're going to go berserk if you don't, either internally or externally. That's the real truth. You're going to either implode or explode. And so this is a lot of the learning that people need to bring into their sort of comprehensive healing approach to themselves, along with just being with it.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop. Like, it's just
because that's the voice of the part. I want you to say that now. I wanted to stop.
Yeah,
don't. This is not a conversation now. This is you expressing it. Can you do a little? Can you give it? You know, this is like in theater. Another time with more feeling. I want it to stop. Come on. You're not convincing me at all. I want it to stop. Yeah, Prove it. Convince me. Sorry, I'm challenging, but you see how hard it is? You have learned to stuff it.
Yeah.
There's no blame for that. Where you come from, where you live now, those environments force people. Most people have been learned to be constricted. It's not healthy. And yet being crazy and out there isn't healthy. That it's the balance. There's a healthy way to do it. Go ahead and say it again. I want it to stop. That's a totally real, of course you do. Say it. Express it with feeling. Can you do it? Open your mouth, feel that feeling, take a breath, open your mouth like that. Take a breath and breathe into it. That's it. Do it again. And the third time, say, take a deep breath and say, I want it to stop. And mean it.
I want it to stop.
Oh, that feels, yeah. Yeah, you feel it a little more now?
Yeah.
Exactly. So now just be with that. Now be with that, because that's moving. Be with that. Just let's sit here. You may need to say it again. Open your mouth, take another deep breath and release. Yeah, another breath and then say it again.
Wanted to stop.
Oh. No, that's not like a question. I wanted to stop. You see how tricky this is? I'm sweating. Thank you.
I think what I want to say is get off my back.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Do that one. Oh. What's underneath anger is grief, always. When we truly can express anger, the tears, the hurt will come, and that's where the healing really is. This is the process, and you can work with this on your own. You can do it here during the satsang, turn off your, no one's going to hear you. And that's the beauty of this online gift that we have to ourselves, is that you can do that. We're in a group setting in person, you can't do it. No, everyone's restricting themselves to conform. Yeah, it's okay for a while. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, better, I think.
Exactly. So let's just, I'm going to leave you with this because this is you're good with being with. So, but if something needs to be expressed, if a part of you needs to be expressed that says, I want it to stop, get off my back, or whatever, when you say the expression of the pain, I used to say express the truth of the condition. Those were the words I used, but maybe it wasn't like clear enough what I meant. That's what I mean. That when you actually express it, the energy will move and then the feelings, the energy will move and start to shift because we naturally are expressive beings and emotion is the natural weather system of this human being if it isn't taught to be restricted, which it is. It's taught and is conditioned to restrict. That's why we're not already from birth, all of us born inspired as we should be. That's our true nature. That's how far we've come. But part of the problem is we had to survive and eat. That was a problem. Not an easy species to be in. Have you seen the show, A Three Body Problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We can't save ourselves. Yeah, right. Help, come. Yeah, right. One of the greatest lines I've ever seen. Hey, listen, it's good to see you. You do look better. Thanks for letting me do this little piece of work with you, Reza, because I hope it will help you and everyone here.
Oh, thank you so much, John. Really appreciate you, and
You
thank you for
too.
helping.
You too. Take care. I look forward to hearing how it's going. Okay. If you need to, just take a deep breath and release. Yeah. I had to learn how to feel, and most of us have to learn how to truly allow the natural movement of feeling. Some of us have been taught to believe that consciousness or presence is all you need. Well, fundamentally, that's true. And if you can be with whatever your restriction, just to be with it and it shifts, great, then that works for you. But if it doesn't, then work with the parts that need the attention that they need, the acceptance, the expression that they need. Okay? Let's sit a minute and then I'll work with Hassan. Thank you. Okay, Hassan, anytime you're ready.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Basically, everything that you said about disillusionment and all of it is kind of happening. And I've been really miserable, like in my body.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
hard. That's hard.
but it kind of washed out that spiritual ego side of me.
Oh,
I don't know, like
this is,
kind of
oh, then
it's
can I
starting to rub
skip?
it.
Let's, it's time to celebrate.
Yeah, because I couldn't be perfect, because I wasn't. And then I had to accept it. Like, yeah, like I was always this,
I
yeah.
love that. That's just really funny. I couldn't be perfect.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, and I'm seeing more like that a big part of my projection onto other people's perfection, even. It's like,
Yeah, that's a kind of violence, actually.
yeah, it separates me from them.
Yes, it separates you from you.
Yeah.
When we judge others, we put up a wall in ourselves. I mean, we could do it momentarily, and then we have to realize that they're also
Yeah.
doing the best they can, even though, let's say, it's causing harm and suffering. Yeah, and you know what's interesting? As soon as we started, before you talked, I felt that you're much more connected. I felt you immediately. So this is what I mean. Disillusionment is essential for evolution of consciousness. Yeah. Otherwise, you're caught in the spiritually identified ego. That simple. And when you are, you are. And that will drop away when it's ready. That will be seen for what it is when you do. And it may come up occasionally and you'll see it. That's good news. This is very good news, Hassan. Let's just sit together. Yeah. It's a burden you didn't need. Now you get to be the beautiful you that you are. Yeah.
I'm still having the energy trouble.
What do you mean?
That kind of, it what feels energy like trouble? there is this moving sticky part.
Yeah.
That only stops moving when I breathe deeply and I'm like trying.
Where do you feel it in your body sticking?
I feel it in my left leg and in my pelvis.
Okay, yeah. So that's the healing work that you'll learn to work with in your practice. You can do it lying down, you know, like on a yoga mat or in bed if it's a good bed, and just tune in there and breathe with it and just be with these blockages that are in your system. Or mm-hmm. get some good osteopathy or something, or some really good hands-on work where somebody really can tune in to not just the structural part of the body, the tissues and the bone, but also the energy. Mm-hmm. That would be important for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's sit together now and notice the one who doesn't want it or wants it to open up or is frustrated about it, because that may be here. No?
It's always there.
Yeah, well, that, then maybe you need to do what, I'm not going to do it with you today, but you can do what I was doing with Raisin. And get some of that out, because you're frustrated.
With yeah.
It's healthy to be frustrated when you are, just to express it. People say, oh, I should, now I'm spiritual, you know, I've had a waking, now I can't be frustrated anymore. The opposite is true. You're going to be more frustrated because you're going to see more and feel more and be more aware. That's the real truth. That's why people who've had tremendous transformation usually just automatically want to help the world be a better place. That's why.
I also got a new job, and like full-time job.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were worried about that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a lot.
Don't minimize it.
A lot.
You were very worried about it.
But the funny thing is that between 30 jobs that I applied, only one came out. It was no choice. And I'm grateful for that one,
yeah.
too.
Because even when you think there's choice, there isn't.
Yeah. I couldn't make any.
Lucky so you. Okay. Let's be together. Yeah, you're welcome. You can't even see how you've evolved. And I know I'm not supposed to give compliments, but
I
don't expect you to believe me, but I'm sensing much more of an open presence with you than I have. So this is like what I said, just because you're still struggling with something doesn't mean you're not evolving. Not at all. In fact, it means you are, if you're conscious of it.
Yeah, that's the paradox that I feel.
It always is, and the ego doesn't like it. Ego wants perfection, wants permanent, full-time bliss.
Yeah. Good thing it doesn't.
You know what?
Get it.
It's fine to want that. Who doesn't want to feel good all the time? I mean, come on. Come on. I've worked with people who've accomplished let's just say everything that people might want on a relative level, and found out that it didn't bring them happiness. It brought them comfort and security, and let's just say interesting lifestyles, but yeah. And you know what? When they find me and they work with me, they know it. But the conditioning that creates those egos that can accomplish that much, that's not an easy thing to work with. Those are usually some pretty impenetrable steel walls that can get through that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And
Careful.
I
Careful.
meet them too.
You what?
I meet them too. And honestly, I don't want to be on that path. I don't
I
want
don't
to.
think that's your I don't think that's your destiny, Hassan.
I
I
felt
really don't.
like, yeah, I felt many times to go into psychotherapy or something, and I didn't study that, and or becoming a healer in some part,
Let me just
but
say
using
this,
it
no
to
matter
cancel.
what you do in life, as far as work goes, the authentic light and love that you are will permeate that environment and benefit everyone around you and you, as it is right now. And I'm feeling it and going, thank you for being you.
Thank you too, John.
And thank you, Hassan, for all the wonderful support that you give me and the work that I'm trying to accomplish to help people. It's a pleasure to be supported by you and everyone that's on our team. Thank you. So let's sit a little and then I'll work with Bree. Thank you. Okay, Bree, whenever you're ready.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I think these last few weeks I've just been feeling a lot of congestion in my heart that's manifesting in all the ways that that can happen. Physically, getting a cough and hacking up stuff and feeling anxious and feeling constricted and also a lot of like good feelings in there too, just a lot of energy. And yeah, my sister got out of the hospital about 2 weeks ago. I know I talked to you a little bit about that. And it's the first time that she's doing well. You know, she's been in the hospital the last like 5 out of 7 months. And it's the first time where I feel like I want to take a deep breath, and that this sort of like I'm holding my breath energy. Things are better in reality, but my dreams last night, I still had a dream that there was some sort of crisis. And I know that that's just going to take time to calibrate, but I think I'm feeling a lot that I could not feel for the last 7 months. And, just wanted to be with you with that.
Yeah,
It's
good.
painful.
Of course. Yeah, it's a, you know, when we're traumatized, and we can be traumatized by even little things, that just to recognize that imprinting, especially with the consciousness that we're developing here and the perspective that we're developing here. I don't mean intellectual, I mean energetic and really profound ability to perceive it. Then no matter how small or whatever, you give it attention and you understand that. And it's been a hard ride. And you don't know what kind of healing and process you will continue to go through.
Yeah, I mean, I see, I've grown so much through it.
Yes. And you grow through everything you do.
Yeah.
That's really your modus operandi.
Well, I think because I feel more connected to her than I've ever felt. I feel more love and
Beautiful.
support and all of that. I think,
That's super. Well, that's
yeah.
beautiful
That's
for
the good,
you.
that's the grat and the gratitude that she's doing okay and that she's safe and
Yeah.
that the gratitude I have towards myself of just the process of being with her and having to do less, just being with her. That took a long time to develop.
Yeah.
And
Wonderful.
yeah, it almost feels like I'm just kind of coughing up and clearing the months and years of that
Good.
learning.
Good. Okay, let's sit together then. Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure. Just notice if you're at ease right now. Good. You are allowing what is to be, and it's working. Just gently breathe with anything that feels restricted, without force, without an agenda. Just to give it a little more, that's it. It gives it more energy to do what it needs to do, see? That's why practices of healing and so forth and transformation work with breathing awareness and sensory awareness simultaneously. Because, as I have said many times, where you put attention, without any will, energy goes there. And energy is consciousness, and it knows what to do. It's the wisdom of healing and transformation and intuitive guidance. Beautiful. And you are very much aligning in that. And we all are. And then we get off track because we're suffering and struggling. And then we come back. And then it brings us back. We come back on track automatically. We go on and off track. This is very important to recognize and know. So we don't get caught in the discouragement and the disillusionment and the story of that. Good to see you. I'm going to move on. Take good care.
Thank you.
Glad to hear the good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, take care. Mostly, I'd like to sit the rest of the gathering, but I'd like to meet with Nicole. First, Nicole, if we can. Let me see. Are you here? There you are.
Oops.
Can you get your picture on?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, we have like. I want to sit for 10 minutes. You think we can do 10? I mean, 6 minutes. Is that going to do it? Or you? I don't want to shortchange you. Well,
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, thank you for your teaching this morning. I just wanted to sit with you, but also was just noticing, something that happens for me like pretty regularly, which is, when I it's not really a problem, but it's when I relax, the figuring out and kind of like all the impulses to like do things and return to kind of what's here and put attention on that. It's like underneath it, it almost feels like the feeling of like if your fingers were numb and then they start to have like feeling in them again, like when they come back, when feeling enters again, it's kind of like a bit painful almost.
Yes.
And there's like, feels like there's like a lot of like trapped sadness in there. And I don't have any way to like, I'm not trying to force it, but it's also kind of like, there's this like, but I also don't want to like lose track of it because it seems to be like the most thing that like, when you say follow the thread of like awareness and like, what is it that wants to reveal? It's like, it feels like it wants to reveal and kind of also release, but it's like stuck.
Got it.
And that is experience I have a lot.
Okay. You coming to the retreat by any chance? Are you going to be able to come?
I don't know. I will check. Yeah, I
Okay,
think
okay.
I might be able
So,
to because
yeah,
we're
I'll
not
be here.
traveling.
There's a satsang next week. I'm off, but there's a satsang in 2 weeks on the 27th of April. Then the retreat's the next week, May 3rd through 5th. I really want to work with you with this, and 3 minutes isn't enough. So let's sit together. It isn't. And but it's definitely something that you and I think it'd be helpful for you and everyone. And it's not it's in the realm of what I was doing with Reza, but earlier. But let me help you with it where it is now. Okay, so let your eyes close. You're very present, Nicole. Beautiful. So that's you don't have to worry about presence. Some people feel like they just need to focus on that. Well, if everything's groovy, fine. But if everything's fine, then fine. But when you have something like what you're expressing as stuck energy, first of all, I would reframe that. It's energy that is wanting to move. It is, in a sense, being held back. You're not consciously doing that, otherwise you could let go of it. It's frustrating to see that because you want to let go of it. So let's just be a, let's just bring all of that into the perceptual field right now. And I'm going to ask you to just let it be there without any defining words of what it is. There, that's better. Oh, that made a difference. When we even define something, it can identify it and cause it to close up into its own identity. That's the problem with labeling our experience when it, when you get to the point where that gets in the way. It's fine to do it along the way, but once you get to this point, it's in the way. Do you see what I'm saying? Good. The mind naturally conceptualizes and makes meaning and identifies. It's just what we do. And so, but the problem is when we turn it into a belief, and the belief then is an identity, and then we're stuck. Then we do feel stuck, but we're not, actually. It just feels like it. Yeah. And if we run that sort of treadmill of belief, then the story and the experience and everything solidifies that experience as, yeah, I am stuck. And that facilitates resentment, resistance, cynicism, and all that other stuff that's fairly toxic to ourself. Good. I think you got it. Yeah, you did. That was quick. Really nice to see you, always.
always.
Wonderful. I'll be
Thank
interested to hear
you.
how it's going with that. You know,
Yeah.
because I had somebody that was on a retreat years ago in Molokai, and she had had this just incessant fear that just was like so constrictive or something. And something came to her, which is this insight. Maybe it's not fear. And she had a profound opening and shift to this day. And that was many years ago. So, yeah, big hugs.
Thank you. Take care.
It's really lovely. Yeah, see you soon, I hope. Okay. So I just want to acknowledge those of you who had your hands up today that I didn't get to. I'm sorry. And when we meet again in 2 weeks, I'll do my best, if you're still here and have your hands up, to call on you. Well, let's all just check in with ourselves now, with yourself. The field and energy field of this environment permeates everything. Is the connectedness of everything. And you might be in a process of discomfort or healing that doesn't feel great. It's possible. But it doesn't mean it's not working. It actually means it is working. And if you can be with yourself now anew, as if you're just starting today, even though we only have a few more minutes today, and see if you can come out of the mental world, the reactive, judging world, and just gently be with whatever you're perceiving, sensing, feeling. Thank you so much for your attention. Good work. It was really beautiful to feel the growth of consciousness here with everyone. And I really hope you take wonderful care of yourselves, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, lots of love, happy trails. Thank you so much, and bye for now.